When Governor Rick Scott picked Jennifer Carroll to be his lieutenant governor in 2010, the papers were a Twitter with the so-called balanced Republican ticket he had put together. Hopefully she'll bring in a lot of voters, former Orange County Mayor Rich Crotty told the Sentinel at the time. And that is, it seems, where the Republican Party's head was at. Get a black woman on the ticket. She's sure to lure the votes we need from our weakest demographic. But who is Jennifer Carroll exactly besides a pawn? When she resigned last week in the wake of an investigation into Allied Veterans, a company that ran internet cafes, it seems most people didn't know much about her at all. Turns out, she was somebody with a bunch of red flags in her past. As Integrity Florida pointed out earlier this week, her financial disclosures were sloppy and riddled with inaccuracy and information. In 2009 and 2010, when Carroll was a state rep, she ran a consulting firm that represented Allied Veterans, and she even introduced, then withdrew, legislation that would have benefited her client. She continued to work with the Allied vets and even appeared in an advertisement for them. Unrelated but still telling, she received her first MBA from an unaccredited university, then resigned her spot on the Commission on Presidential Scholars in 2004 when CBS did an investigation that raised questions about the legitimacy of her diploma. None of these rises to the level of major controversy on its own, but when you look at the big picture, it really does make you wonder. If the Republican Party was looking for a strong black woman to step up into a major leadership role, is this the best they could muster?